This is K6RAU in Merced, California.
Now follows your first lesson in the International Morse Code. But before we get into this first lesson, a few comments are appropriate. There may be some younger people listening to this program who are in scouting. If you are in scouting, and if you are interested in radio communications, the successful completion of this course could help you to qualify for the Signaling Merit Badge in scouting. This course otherwise should assist you in obtaining a license as an amateur radio operator and a regular radio station license and call sign from the Federal Communications Commission if you desire to continue further study, thus opening the door to one of the most interesting, challenging, and fascinating of hobbies. It is important that you listen to every session of the course. Constant and consistent repetition is the key to learning the code effectively. Continuous daily practice is necessary to learn quickly. The radio code, or just code, as we will call it, consists of dots and dashes. This is a dot. This is a dash. We like to refer to them as a de and a da. The reason is that we will learn the code by sound rather than by dots and dashes as might appear on a printed page. In other words, do not memorize the letter A as being dot dash, but rather by the sound dida. Listen. After you learn by sound, you may study the letters further by looking at the dots and dashes as they appear on the printed page. But first, learn by sound. And another thing, do not send until you have learned to receive. I must repeat that. Do not place your hand on a telegraph or radio key until you have first learned to receive. After learning to receive, you will have no difficulty sending the code. During the course, every time you hear a letter sent, copy it down on paper. Do not simply listen to it, even though it might be constantly repeated. You may print or write the letter, whichever is easier for you. Have plenty of blank paper and a good pencil on hand. Write or print the letters from left to right as you would write a sentence. We will first study the letters, or characters as we will call them, T as in terror, M as in Mike, O as in oboe, and the number zero. Listen carefully to the sound of each. This is T as in terror. This is M as in Mike. This is O as in oboe. This is the number zero. You will note that we use the phonetic of each letter or character. The reason is that if we say T in radio, it might be mistaken for E. Instead, we say tear and easy. Now we will send each character three times. Print or write them down. Do not simply listen. This is tear. This is Mike. This is oboe. This is zero. The zero is made by writing the letter O and drawing a slant line through it. This will distinguish the zero from the letter O. Let's pause here for a moment to bring out another point. When you hear, do not write two dashes on your paper. Write the letter M, phonetically pronounced Mike. When you hear, do not write five dashes on your paper. Write the number zero. You learn the number zero by the combined sound of those five dashes, not by writing five dashes on your paper. The same is true for all the other characters we will learn in this course. We will now send each character, and after a slight pause, we'll give you the correct answer as to what you should have copied. For instance, we will send, and after a pause say, that was tear. Or we will send, and after a pause we will say, that was Mike. Try to copy the character on your paper before the answer is given. Everyone ready? Please copy. That was Mike. That was Tear. That was Oboe. That was Oboe. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was Zero. That was Oboe. That was Mike. That was Tear. That was Tear. That was Oboe. That was Mike. That was Zero. That was Mike. That was Tear. That was Oboe. That was Mike. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was Oboe. That was Zero. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was Oboe. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was Oboe. That was Zero. That was Tear. That was Mike. And that was Oboe. We will now send a group of characters, including Ter, Mike, Oboe, and Zero, with the answers at the end of the group. Please copy. Those characters were Ter, Mike, Oboe, Zero, Mike, and Ter. Now another group sent in the same manner. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Ready? Copy. Those characters were Oboe, Ter, Ter, Mike, Mike, and Oboe. Now another group, this time a little longer. The answers will be given at the end of the group, and these will be the same characters, Ter, Mike, Oboe, and Zero. Remember, if you miss a character, forget about it and listen for the next one and leave a space for the one that you missed. Ready? Copy. Those characters were Mike, Oboe, 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 Mike, Mike, Ter, Mike, Oboe, Zero, Ter, and Ter. This is K6RAU. You perhaps have noticed that all of the characters we have had so far consist of dashes or da's, since we are learning by sound. Remember, as you are copying, if you miss a character, forget about it and listen for the next one, leaving a blank space for the character you missed, so that you can properly correct your paper. You must always be ready to concentrate on the sound of the character coming up. The next one. The next one. Remember that. All right. Now we will send a group of characters consisting of those we have studied so far, Ter, Mike, Oboe, and Zero, in a group. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Remember the rules we previously gave you? Ready? Copy. Those characters were tear, Mike, oboe, oboe, Mike, tear, 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 zero, Mike, oboe, and tear. Now another group, sent in the same manner. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Everyone ready? Please copy. Those characters were oboe, 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 Mike, Mike, tear, Mike, oboe, oboe, zero, tear, and Mike. Now still another group, sent in the same manner, with the answers given at the end of the group. Everyone ready? Please copy. Those characters were tear, Mike, oboe, oboe, Mike, zero, tear, tear, Mike, and Mike. All right, one more group now, sent in the same manner, using the characters we have studied, T as in tear, M as in Mike, O as in oboe, and zero. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Everyone, please copy. Those characters were Mike, 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 oboe, zero, oboe, oboe, tear, 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 and tear. This is K6RAU Merced. How are you doing out there? All correct? Well, good for you. Let's keep at this. We're getting along fine now. Let's do it again. This time, a little faster. A group will be sent and the answers will be given at the end of the group. Ready? Everyone copy. Those characters were Tear, Oboe, Oboe, Zero, Mike, Mike, Oboe, Oboe, Tear, Mike, Tear, and Mike. And those of you out there who did not get all of those correctly and left a space where you missed a character, don't worry about that. Those were sent a little faster. Remember, speed in learning the International Morse Code is acquired by trying to copy that which you know is too fast for you. So now we're going to send another group, sent in the same fashion, and the answers will be given at the end of the group. Here we go. Everybody copy. Those characters were Mike, Mike, Oboe, Oboe, Tear, Tear, Oboe, Zero, Mike, Mike, Oboe, and Tear. Now we will send Tear, Mike, Oboe, and Zero separately, and after a slight pause, following the sending of each character, we will give you the correct answer. Again, try to copy the character before the answer is given. And remember, if you miss a character, forget about it and listen for the next one. Getting tired of hearing that? Well, that's the basic rule in learning the code by sound. So here we go now. Tear, Mike, Oboe, and Zero with the answer after each character. Ready? Everybody copy. That was Tear. That was Oboe. That was Mike. That was Zero. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was Mike. That was Oboe. That was Mike. That was Oboe. That was Oboe. Oh, so you caught that, did you? That wasn't Oboe, was it? It was Mike. That's right. Listen to the sound. Here we go. Continue copy. That was Oboe. That was zero. That was tear. That was tear. That was Mike. That was oboe. That was Mike. That was Mike. That was oboe. And that was Mike. Now let's continue with our first lesson in the International Morse Code. Now we will try something new. We will send three characters. After they have been sent, we will give you the correct answers. These will cover the characters we have studied: tear, Mike, oboe, and zero. Ready? Copy. Those characters were tear, oboe, Mike. T-O-M, Tom. You see, you have already learned a word after only about 25 minutes in this first session. How about that? Isn't that encouraging? All right now, let's do that again. Three characters forming a word. The answers will be given at the end of the word. Ready? Everyone copy. Those characters were Mike, oboe, oboe, M-O-O, moo, like in cow. Okay, let's do that again. Three characters forming a word. Everyone copy. Those characters were tear, oboe, oboe. T-O-O, two. Meaning also. Now, another word. Everyone copy. Those characters were tear, oboe, tear. T-O-T, tot, like a little tot. In our next session, we will study the characters E as in easy, I as in item, S as in sugar, H as in how, and the number 5.